Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Here we go from Nemaha Central High School as we get you set for semifinal number two here in this Class 3A sub-state, as it'll be the 2-3 seeds duking it out here for a right to face number one seed and number two ranked Nemaha Central in the sub-state championship here in just a little while. Again, Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Nemaha Central dispatching Riley County in the first semifinal in straight sets, 25-8 and 25-8. They are doing the introductions here for both Hiawatha and Jefferson West as these two teams come in as the 2 and 3 seeds here in this sub-state tournament. A little bit about both of these teams and their seasons here in 2024. We'll start with Hiawatha, the 3 seed here. They have a record of 16-25. They went 3-7 in Big East League play. They finished runner-up at the Royal Valley Regional. They lost to the Panthers but had two wins against ACCHS and Bishop Ward as well. Jeff West and Hiawatha have played 3 times this year. Jeff West has won 2 of those 3, so both these teams certainly capable of getting one here this afternoon. We mentioned Hiawatha's record of 16-25. They were 20-17 last year and lost to Royal Valley in the first round of sub-state. And then 2 years ago, they had a record of 27-9 and went 12-2 in Big 7 league play, but once again losing to Royal Valley in the postseason. Jeff West comes in the 2 seed here, a record of 19-8. They were 4-6 in Big East League play. They were 15-12 against non-league opponents here in 2024. They were the regional champs, going 3-0 earlier this week. Straight set wins over St. Mary's and Heritage Christian, and then a 3 set win against Santa Fe Trail. And certainly a much improved Jeff West team here in 2024. Again, 19-18, their overall record. Last season, they went 14-19 and lost in the first round of the sub-state tournament. And then 2 years ago, they had just a record of 9-24. So you look over the last couple of years, this is a Jeff West team that has improved, although they only have one senior on their sub-state roster, and that is the likes of Lauren Croninger, who is a 5'8 senior. But again, they are very junior and sophomore heavy, with even a couple of freshmen on their roster as well. A couple of freshmen on Hiawatha's roster. They have 2 seniors with Aaliyah Contreras and also Maddie Simmons. But again, the Tigers and the Redhawks here set to duke it out here with Nemaha Central awaiting in the sub-state championship. Next week, Friday and Saturday, state tournament coverage will have it for you out in Hutchinson. Again, that'll be Friday and Saturday next week. So once we get through today and have everything all squared away and ready to go, we'll keep you up to date on how that's going to shape up next week with our broadcast schedules. Of course, you got the first round of high school football playoffs as well, so we're going to be juggling a lot of things here, and it's that time of the year once again. So we appreciate hanging with us, appreciate all of our sponsors, Kurt Kilman in studio. I am Brandon Tabman. Thanks for hanging with us here on 92.1. Semifinal number 2, Big East League foes going at it with the Tigers and the Redhawks here as Nemaha Central awaits again in the championship after this one. As we sit courtside here at Nemaha Central, Tigers in their black uniforms and the Redhawks in their red uniforms. Tigers will hit it from left to right. Redhawks will hit it from right to left. Of course, today as well is regional cross-country events. Those have already gotten in and underway here this morning. So, now we've seen a few area teams qualify for state cross-country next week as well, so busy times continue here. Again, Hiawatha hitting from right to left, Tigers from left to right. Jeff West will have the opening serve, and it'll be a 5'7 sophomore, Harriet Dean, who will do the duties for the Jeff West Tigers in their all-black uniforms, white trim, red numerals, and lettering. Here we go, set number one, match number two here today as Dean sends it across, and a free ball sent back across by the Redhawks. Dean sets it up far side. There's the spike, but it's sent too long. It was mishit by Emmy Dean, a 5'6 freshman. And Hiawatha, thanks to that high hit, come out to a 1-0 lead. Fourth meeting between these two here in 2024. Jeff West has won two of them. Hiawatha has won the other one. And that one is buried alive. First point for Jeff West. That's Addison Schwinn, a 5'10 junior. And a 1-1 tie. Well set for her in the front left portion of the net. She buries it in the back right corner. Emmy Dean, a freshman, serving for Jefferson West. Sends it across from left to right. Redhawks get it to the front of the net and scramble a little bit. And now they're going to say the Redhawks are into the net. And the violation committed by Addison Williams. And that gives Jeff West a 2-1 lead. So Emmy Dean continues to serve here for Jeff West. Sends it across. Good pace. A good diving effort there by Boyd to keep it alive for the Redhawks. Now the Tigers back on the attack. There's the set. Little finesse shot. Addison Williams was not fooled for Hiawatha there. Tigers get another opportunity. Middle of the net. There's the spike, and it is in there. That is Addison Schwinn who buries that one home. Three straight for the Tigers, and they have a correction. They're going to say that was out. Beg your pardon. So a 2-2 tie. Nope, they did change it. So we were right the first time, 3-1. And tap down for another Jeff West point by Colby Noel. 4-1 Jeff West here. Unfortunate dig opportunity there for Hiawatha. This is Emmy Dean continuing to serve. Good start for the Tigers. They lead it 4-1. Here's a set spike, but sent way too long. Hiawatha thought it was tipped. And it doesn't appear they're going to get the call, so now it's 5-1. So Jeff West continuing a strong start here in the first set, but right when I say that, a service error makes it 5-2. Contreras is out. Hiawatha, that is Claire Twombly, who goes back to serve, 5'10 junior. In front of her is Quinn Boy. There's the serve from right to left. Tigers get it to the front of the net. Two-handed tap across. Whistle. And again, they get the Redhawks a little too close to the net. And it's now 6-2, Jeff West. Here is Schwinn. She will serve it now. Very casual with the serve, nearly getting an ace, but a free ball by Contreras sent back over. Schwinn on the back line, middle of the floor. There's the spike, and it is down. Contreras moved her hands at the line. It was going to be long, and it is put in by Emmy Dean, and now 7-2, Jeff West in front by 5. Good start here for the Tigers. Getting a record of 19-18 coming in. Free ball sent across by the Redhawks. Tigers get it to the front right portion of the net, off the top of the net. Good job there by the Redhawks and Quinn Boyd to keep it alive, though. Now the Tigers back to the attack, front left portion of the net. Good defense again by Hiawatha, popping it high into the air and getting it back across from right to left. Tigers again. Here's the set. Here's the spike. A huge dig by Contreras. Just puts her hands up to keep it alive. And the Redhawks again on a free ball get it across with good defense. Middle of the net. There's the finesse, and the tap shot that time is good by Lauren Croninger. Great job by Contreras. A couple occasions there to keep it alive for Hiawatha, but ultimately Jeff West earning the point. Contreras keeps it alive from the back lines. A third shot sent back over. Tigers get it to the front of the net. Near side spike off the top of the net. Down it goes. That is Alyssa Stark for the Tigers, and they're out to a 9-2 lead here in set number one. Hiawatha's lone win against the other three teams here in this sub-state tournament was against Jeff West. They were 0-1 against Riley County, 0-2 against Nemaha Central. They get a service error there, which now makes it 9-3. And this is Maddie Simmons, one of the couple seniors on this roster, serving for the Redhawks. Middle of the net. There's the spike. There's the point. Another good kill by Colby Noel. 10-3 Jeff West, sub onto the floor. It is Savannah Jackson who will now serve it, the 5'6 sophomore. Spins it in the left, lifts the legs, and goes right into the net with a service error. 10-4. Hiawatha gets it back, trailing by 6 here in this opening set. Serving for Hiawatha here is Ruckman. 5'5 junior sends it across, and it's too long. So back-to-back service errors A point for each side. Jeff West, their lead 11-4. Now it is Noel's turn to serve it for Jeff West. This one is in play. Contreras the dig to the front of the net. There's the spike, but it's dug up nicely by Emmy Dean. Now they get it back across. Red Hawks are there. Simmons sending it across. Or correction, that was Addie Williams. Now another one pops high into the air. Red Hawks in control here. Left side portion of the net. And the back line, and Noel able to keep that one alive. Here's Dean again on the kill. A whistle. And again, the third time here in this set where the Red Hawks have been called for a net violation. And it's now 12-4, Jeff West. Noel to serve. Sends it across. Red Hawks scrambling, diving, hits the roof, and somehow a great deep ball sent back across. Now it's on the top of the net. And I think they call a lift here against Jeff West. Makes it 12-5. And a sub in for Jefferson West. Paige Vetch, 5'3 junior, steps in on the back line. Hiawatha with the serve. And it will be Brennan Boy. Crisps the top of the net, but still gets across. Now underhanded across by Krottinger. Hiawatha here, front left, good defense. But it's going to be a point for the Red Hawks. Kendall Nelson, the sophomore, makes it 12-6. For the first time in this first set, the Red Hawks have scored back-to-back points. And it will be Boy again. 5'11 freshman to serve. Spins it in the left, swinging the right hand through it. Tigers, front of the net. Beautifully set, beautifully killed. Or they're actually going to give it. The Hiawatha, Emmy Dean, went into the net too strong with her spike attempt. So now three straight for the Red Hawks makes it 12-7. Unfortunate scenario there for Jeff West. They had a beautifully set play, but point goes to Hiawatha. Here's Dean, front of the net. Jackson sets, tapped across here by Krottinger. Now Williams gets it across for the Red Hawks. Addison Williams, a junior. Four straight for the Red Hawks, and now it's a 12-8 Jefferson West advantage. Jeff West jumped out to a 9-2 lead, but the Red Hawks getting back into it. 12-8 our score. Far side, Dean the spike. This time it's good. Emmy Dean. So you've got Harriet and Emmy Dean. You have Maya and Paige Vetch, and then you also have a couple of Starks, Alyssa and Caden. So a lot of family on the Jeff West roster here. 13-8 our score. Battling here. Jeff West has it. Backside set. There's a good spike attempt. Down it goes. Harriet Dean. 14-8 now, the Jeff West lead. Nemaha Central awaits the winner here in the sub-state championship, with the winner of that one advancing to Hutchinson next week. Served by Jeff West, and that's going to be a ace, I should say. About to say a service error. That was not the case. Krottinger, the ace, and a timeout on the floor. 15-8, Jeff West here over Hiawatha in set one. It's sub-state volleyball action, and we're back in 30 seconds.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
Substate semifinal number two here at Nemaha Central. Jefferson West leading Hiawatha 15-8 here in the first set. As they come out of the timeout, Jeff West three straight points. The serve by Krottinger. Contreras the dig. They get it to the front portions of the net. And another good defensive play here by Jeff West. That was Vetch. And they're going to say it was deflected by Hiawatha. And the hit was long, but the deflection gives Jeff West the point. And they're back to a double-up advantage here of 16-8. Unfortunate scenario there for the Red Hawks. Krottinger again serving it, but too strong. 16-9, Hiawatha gets the serve back. They'll bring on a sub, as it will be Quinn Boy. who will now go back to serve wearing jersey number 12. Spins it in the left and fires it across with the right. Fetch on the dig. Here's the set. Tapped across by Harriet Dean. Not much behind it. Redhawks play it well. Williams now with a spike. Not much behind that one. Far side of the floor. There's the good dig by Hiawatha. Now it's tapped down by Jeff West. Contreras going to save it. Hits the rope on the roof and drops back down into play. Now there's another set and spike, and it's Addison Schwinn who buries that one home for Jeff West. Good rally, but the Tigers now leading 17-9. Here's Cadence Stark, who is checked in on the front lines for Jeff West. Harriet Dean back to serve. Sends it across. Contreras losing it on the dig attempt, but a third try. Good effort to keep it alive for Hiawatha. Far side, another set, spike, but right into the net. Dean with the miss hit, and the point for the Redhawks makes it 17-10. So the Redhawks get the serve back, trailing here 17-10 in the first set. And that's going to be an ace for Hiawatha. Addison Williams getting it done there, 17-11. And we'll continue to serve. And here we go. Sends it across. Dug up by Krottinger. Here's the set. There's the spike. Sent back across by Hiawatha, though. Good defense again from the back line of the Redhawks. Redhawks have it in control, middle of the floor, pushing it to the front right, but the set was not good, so they send a free ball over. Middle of the floor, Jeff West dig. Now the Redhawks again will try it. Good defense up front by the Tigers. Now again, Redhawks with the tap across. Tigers ready for that one. Good defense by Stark. Maybe the best rally we've seen so far in this first set. Hiawatha, two-handed push shot. Tigers ready for it. Middle of the floor. Now another two-handed push shot. Redhawks again. Left side. Mike into the crowd, and that's a point. No, but it came back into play, and that play is still alive. Wow, what a sequence, and we're still going. Redhawks push it across. This rally's incredible right now. Another save by Contreras. Redhawks get it pushed back across. Left side, set, spike into the net, and finally the Redhawks get the point. Well, everybody thought the play was stopped because the ball was heading towards the crowd, but it hit the side basketball hoop that was pulled up towards the rafters, and it ricocheted back into play, and Jeff West on cue, able to get it back across, but after all that, still Hiawatha now within five. It is 17-12. Three straight, four of the last five have gone to the Redhawks, trying to get back into it. Middle of the floor, there's the set, and the dig there by Boy. Now a free ball set across, chasing it down is Vetch. Tigers have it, there's the set, good diving save by Contreras, but it goes about four rows into the stands. And Jeff West will get the points and the kill for Emmy Dean. That stops a little bit of a Hiawatha spurt. 18-12, Jeff West, still in set number one. Contreras running it down in the far corner and able to get it back across. Tigers on the attack, front middle of the net. There's the spike, there's the kill. Addison Schwinn, all 5'10 of her going up over the net to send that one home. And it's now 19-12. Continuing to serve, Emmy Dean. Sends it across. Redhawks set it up front of the net. Little finesse. Nicely done. Addie Simmons took quite a bit off that spike attempt. And the finesse shot sometimes is the right call. That time there it was. 19-13 Tigers. Twombly to serve. Sends it across. Dean on the dig. Front of the net. There's the spike, but way out of play. Miss hit by Schwinn. 19-14. Now, when it seems like Jeff West is going to pull away, Redhawks get a couple of points here and there to just keep the Tigers on their heels. Redhawks send across the serve. Far side of the net. Beautiful set and spike, but sent back across. Good defense by Hiawatha. And now Noel launching one. It's high into the air. Hits off the basketball hoop and down it goes. 20-14. That would have been a tough play by the Redhawks back line trying to play it off the ricochet of the basketball hoop. So So something was called. We're going to replay the point. So it's still 19-14. We will try it again. Not sure what the issue was there. And a missed hit by Simmons will ultimately give that point to Jeff West. They just had to earn it twice. 20-14. Jeff West. Schwinn will serve. Sends it across line drive with the right hand. Contreras down to a knee. Here's the set. There's the spike. And down it goes for Hiawatha. Nicely done by Boy. 20-15. Sub in for the Redhawks. This will be Kendall Nelson. Serving is Maddie Simmons. Sends it across. Diving effort on the dig. Tigers keep it alive. Beautiful set and spike, but it's dug up nicely by Addison Williams. Redhawks scrambling a little bit. They underhand a free ball. Tigers, front of the net. Here's a spike. Contreras right there. Keeps it alive. Putting it back to Contreras, who sends it across from the back middle line. Far side set for Jeff West. There's the spike deflected, but still lands in there anyway. And a point for Colby Noel. 21-15, Jeff West. We've had some good rallies here late. Jeff West trying to keep the Redhawks here at arm's length late in set one. Served by Jeff West. Contreras gets it to the middle of the floor off the top. Scrambling a little bit and able to get it across by Dean on a free ball. Contreras to Williams. Here's the spike and down it goes. Point for Brennan Boy and it's 21-16. Hiawatha not going away here in this first set. Jeff West, the 2-1 advantage against the Redhawks here in three meetings in 2024, but this is the most important of them all. Your season is on the line. Off the top of the net on the serve for Hiawatha. Jeff West ready. Noel, another kill shot. She buried that one in the back left corner. Colby Noel, another big kill. 22-16. Jeff West. Noel, the kill. Now she goes back to serve. Middle of the floor. Sends it across. Redhawks get it to the front right portions of the net. Dances on top of the net and lands down for a Redhawks point. 22-17. Subs are in. Paige Vetch, 5'3 junior. On the back line, serving for Hiawatha, Brennan Boy. 22-17, Jeff West. Vetch the dig to the front of the net. Here's the spike attempt, but too strong by Emmy Dean. 22-18. And Hiawatha continuing to serve. With Boy. Spins in the left and fires through with the right. Hits the top of the net. And on the wrong side, free point for the Tigers. 23-18, Jeff West. Nearing a set one victory. Redhawks keeping them on their heels a little bit here. And a service error. Not what you want there by Kroninger, and it's 23-19. Another sub in for the Redhawks. This will be Quinn Boy. And she will go back to serve. Standing behind Contreras, the libero. 23-19, there's a good serve. Vetch, front of the net, beautifully set. Tap across finesse, but Addison Williams was there for the Redhawks. They go back to Williams. Her finesse try, diving save, sent back across. But out of play and a point for Hiawatha. 23-20. Good one ending here in set one. The serve is sent across. Tigers get it to the middle of the floor. Good defense by Hiawatha, and it's still going to not matter. That was a great defensive effort by Twombly, but set up a Jeff West Tiger right in front of the nets who put it down. And it's now set point for Jeff West at 24-20. A chance to end it here. Harriet Dean will serve. Looks towards her sideline. And sends it across. Chance to win this first set here. Far side Hiawatha set. There's the spike. Vetch with a beautiful dig. Far side of the floor. Set. Deflected. And that's going to be a Jeff West point off the deflection. And that ends the first set. So Jeff West holds on. And they beat Hiawatha. And a good one here. 25-20. The set one win for the Tigers. We'll step aside for a timeout. 2 minutes on the timeout. We're back after this for set number two here on KMZA.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you sick and tired of getting tackled at the one-yard line? Is your current insurance provider not getting you the right coverage in your time of need? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop a game plan for the best coverage and protection of your assets. With SBS insurance, we'll help you score that winning touchdown.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good battle in the first set and semifinal number two between Jeff West and Hiawatha, but the Tigers getting it done over the Redhawks 25-20. So the Redhawks season coming down to this set, they needed to force a winner-take-all set three. Nemaha Central awaiting in the Sub-State Championship game that'll be played right after this one. Here we go, set number two. Jeff West with it, hitting from left to right. Diving effort by Contreras, unable to get there. And Jeff West will start with a 1-0 lead here in set number two. They bring on a quick sub, and that is Cadence Stark, who gets on the front lines for Jeff West, wearing the all-black jerseys, Hiawatha in their red uniforms. Hiawatha with it. Free ball sent across from the middle of the floor. Tigers scrambling a little bit. Now they have to just get a free ball over, and right it goes to Contreras for Hiawatha. Now sent back across by Quinn Boyd. Right at the net. Tapped on top of the net. Down it goes. That's a point for the Redhawks. A 1-1 tie. Contreras is out. And Brennan Boyd in, the 5'11 freshman on the front lines for the Redhawks. They shouted out some cross-country results in between that first and second set here. You have some area teams. Hiawatha girls winning their regional championship, so they are off to state. They had some other individual placers as well. Did Nemaha Central and Jefferson West. As Jeff West gets the lead here at 2-1. So again, busy times. Busy, busy, busy times. Glad to bring you as much coverage as we can across the board. A 2-1 Jeff West lead here in set two. There's the serve off the top of the net, and it's going to be an ace. Amy Dean couldn't quite really put it any better. Off the top of the net, bounces into the air, and it backed up that front line of the Redhawks, and they couldn't get there in time to save it. 3-1 Jeff West, another serve, a little more to it on that one. Now the Redhawks get it to the cross with two hands. Tigers with a good dig. Here's Noel on a spike attempt deflected by Contreras, and out it goes. Noel is at 4-1. Again, you don't have a lot of time to react on the back line. Which one, it appears, might have gone too long, but your timing is, it's got to be impeccable. Hiawatha gets it to the front of the net. Somehow tapped across by Simmons. Now the Tigers here, near side. There's the set. Top of the net. Lands in a good spot. Another perfect place spike attempt, this time by Cadence Stark. And just like that, now a 5-1 advantage, four straight for Jeff West as Emmy Dean continues to serve. and she will serve it. Sends it across. I want to set it up for Simmons, but didn't have quite the good set for a good spike attempt. This is a good one for Jeff West. Dug up in the air. Now Hiawatha scrambling and miscommunication on the front lines, and now it's 6-1. We had two red jerseys going after the same ball. Neither one called the other one off, and it was essentially double hit into the net. 6-1 Jeff West. Now 6-2. Service error by Dean. Hiawatha will take that after a little bit of a slow start here in this second set. Jeff West won the first set. It was a good one, 25-20. Now Hiawatha trailing here in set 2, 6-2 on the serve. Simmons sends it across. Tigers front of the net, far side set. Now off the top of the net. And what's the call? It appears it's going to Jeff West. So it's now 7-2. And Schwinn will serve it. Head coach for the Redhawks, Brenda Sieben Morgan, wants a quick understanding on that call by the official. I will say she does not agree. But it will not change the points. Jeff West now, 7-2. They send the serve across. Simmons on the dig. Hiawatha gets it to the front of the net. Good defense by the Tigers. Hiawatha still having it. Back row, sending it across. Now the Tigers push it. Front of the net. And leaning on the spike attempt, not much behind it. Two-hand tap by Williams, but it's in there. Boy, it looked like from my angle it was going to be Addison Williams. Well placed. 7-3, Jeff West. Hiawatha will go back to serve. Sends it across from right to left. Middle of the floor for the Tigers. Front left set. There's the spike, and down it goes off the top of the net. Krottinger making it 8-3, Tigers. Sub in for Jeff West. Savannah Jackson, a 5'6 sophomore, back to serve. Bright pink shoes and all. And she hits the top of the net, diving efforts, and Hiawatha scrambling, able to get it back across. And they blow the whistle dead. And Hiawatha into the net, or Jeff West was in the net. They call it against Krottinger, so it's going to be 8-4. Redhawks with the serve back. And it's in across by Brennan Boy, and that's going to be an ace. 8-5. Well, the back line at Jeff West should have let that one go. You don't have a ton of time to react. As she'll send across another serve, does Boy. Here's the Tiger set. Noel spike launched into the air. Hiawatha chasing it down and able to get it back across. Middle of the net. Now the Tigers have a chance. Hiawatha again scrambling. Good defense for the Redhawks. Fetch now in the libero jersey for Jeff West. Far side set, middle of the floor spike, and down it goes. Hiawatha the point by Maddie Simmons, and it's now 8-6. Three straight, four of the last five, and five of the last seven have gone to the Redhawks. And back in for Jeff West, Emmy Dean. And that serve is out of play by Brennan Boy, and now it's 9-6 Jeff West. Tigers won the first set 25-20. Nemaha Central awaits in the sub-state championship. And they call a lift here on Jeff West. That one against Emmy Dean, and now 9-7. Both teams with subs. Paige Vetch back in the non-libero jersey. Back in there for Jeff West. Quinn Boy now to serve for the Redhawks. Jeff West leading 9-7. Here's the serve. Tigers get it to the front of the net. Far side set. There's the spike. Good dig by Hiawatha's Quinn Boy. Redhawks have it. Williams, they set it up. Good defense by the Tigers, stuffing that attempt. Now push back across. Fetch on the back line. Sent across by Jackson. There's a spike by Dean. Redhawks play it well. Another set. Another great dig, this time by Addison Schwinn. Now Emmy Dean leaning back on that one, and still enough to get it inside the line in the back left corner for Jeff West. They now lead it 10-7. Tigers looking for their 20th win of the season. 19-18 coming in. Redhawks 16-25. Addison Williams, a little push across. Tigers were there for it, but now Emmy Dean on a free ball sends it across with the right hand. Redhawks push it. Good set, but the spike is hit too long. Well set, but Simmons couldn't finish. 11-7, Jefferson West. Nemaha Central swept out Riley County 25-8, 25-8. In the first semifinal here today, it went about 45 minutes, rather quick. And Contreras, her dig, goes all the way up into the rafters and ricochets away, and no other Redhawk can get to it. And it's now 12-7. Jeff West gets it back to 5. Their second 5-point advantage here in this second set. They led 6-1 early. Now it's 12-7. Simmons rejected at the rim. Defense to offense there for Addison Schwinn, and it's now 13-7, Jeff West. Krottinger serving, a 5'8 senior. Goes high for it. Oh, and gets the ace. The perfect bounce again off the top of the net. Sometimes it's just going your way. And right now, a little bit of a run here for Jeff West. They got it going. And now 14-7, they lead it. It was just 9-7 a moment ago. And now Hiawatha scrambling to get this serve back across. And they do. Here's Vetch. Front of the net. Jackson taps. Across by Schwinn, but the Redhawks able to get this one back across. Krottinger, far side, Emmy Dean, spike rejected. Good defense by the Redhawks and Claire Twombly. One sent back across. Now the Redhawks set it front of the net. Beautifully tapped and down it goes. Ultimately gets the point for Hiawatha. And it's 14-8. They're within 6. Redhawks will serve with Williams. Good line drive serve. Dean the dig. The set by Jackson. There's the spike. Contreras the dig for Hiawatha. Far side of the floor. Ruckman. It's in there. Kaylee Ruckman. Haven't called her name much, but the Redhawks get their second consecutive point. They're within 14-9. As once again, Williams serving for Hiawatha. Sends it across. Same spot right there to Dean. They want it middle of the floor. There's the set. There's the spike, but saved up by Quinn Boy. Now Contreras on a free ball. Tigers set it up with Dean. Middle of the floor. Spike down by Addison Schwinn. Dean the assist. Schwinn the kill. 15-9 Tigers. Jackson is out. And a sub in. That is Alyssa Stark for Jeff West on the front lines. Jeff West trying to sweep it here. They lead set 2, 15-9. They beat the Redhawks in set 1, 25-20. Dean to serve. Contreras the dig. Front of the net, Williams. There's the set. Spike by Twombly, but the Tigers defend it well. Now they get it back across with not much behind it. Williams, far side, set and spike. Another good dig, this time by Krottinger. Now Dean taps it across. Redhawks play that one well. Now sent across by Simmons and scrambling Vetch. Third try. What a hit on a third try to get it back across for Jefferson West. The crowd loves it. Now can they result it into a point here? Tapped across by Schwinn. Now the Redhawks just have to get it back across. Good rally here between these two. Contreras now setting it up front of the net. Here's the tap across by Hiawatha. Vetch is there. Far side set. Another chance for Jeff West. Another dig for Contreras. Here is Simmons, taps it across, and finally gets the point for the Redhawks. Good rally between the two there, and it's 15-10, Jeff West. Nice finesse by Maddie Simmons there, 5'7 senior. It'll be Twombly to serve for Hiawatha. Spins it in the left and fires it across with the right, swinging it through. Tigers get it, front of the net. Tapped down by Schwinn, but not much there. Defended well, and now another kill shot this time for Hiawatha's Brendan Boy. 15-11, they continue to creep back in it when they fall behind. That was kind of the theme in set one, and it was 14-7 a moment ago, but now it's 15-11. Tigers now on the attack. A little finesse tap, and down it goes. Perfect spot placed by Emmy Dean. 16-11, Jeff West. Speaking of Dean, she'll go back to serve. Looking towards the sideline here. Sends it across. Contreras back line. And the dig was in the wrong direction. And that point for Jeff West. 17-11. They lead it. have roughly 10 minutes between this match and the championship, but Hiawatha again needs to rally to force a third. And the kill attempt by Brennan Boyd sails too long, and it's 18-11. Another chance for Dean, sending a line drive serve. Contreras again or digs off target, but her teammates bail her out. Tigers have it, front of the net, far side, Noel. Dive, a third one, and unsuccessful for Hiawatha. Noel, the point. 19-11, Jeff West Building. Dean's got a nice run here. Four straight or fifth consecutive serve. Oh, and two Hiawatha Redhawks go for it at the same time. Twombly and Simmons, miscommunication, and they both go right into the net. And now five straight for Jeff West. They're pulling away. It's 20-11. Dean again on the serve. Twombly to Simmons, middle of the floor, sent across by Ruckman. Tigers now have it. Front right, spike attempt, dug up in the air by Twombly. Now sent up to the front by Williams, and a free ball sent across by Boy. Now a chance for Dean. Noel spike, down it goes. It is 21. Jefferson West in control now. Late set two, and a timeout on the floor. Jeff West to the sub-state title. They are inching closer as they lead 21-11 here in set number two. We're back in 30 seconds here on KMCA.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jefferson West on the verge of advancing to a sub-state title match with Nemaha Central. They got to close out Hiawatha here in set two. They lead it 21-11 out of the timeout. Emmy Dean continues to serve. Contreras from the back line for Hiawatha. They get it back across to Jeff West. Hit up by Dean. Front set. There's the spike. Another good save there, though, for Hiawatha. Dean punched across this time by Stark, and she goes into the net, so a point for the Redhawks. 21-12, and that stops a run of six straight for Jefferson West. Kendall Nelson in on the front lines for the Redhawks as Maddie Simmons will serve. Sends it across. Jeff West on the attack. Popped up by Dean. Tapped across by Schwinn. Redhawks were there. Now front of the net for Boy, and it's deflected, and down it goes for Jeff West. Defense to offense, and it's 22-12. The long arms of Addison Schwinn listed at 5'10", rejecting that kill attempt for the Redhawks. 22-12. And Schwinn will serve it. Simmons to the front of the net, and it's defended well again by the Tigers. 23-12. Back-to-back blocks, and inching closer to the victory. Another good serve attempt, but the Redhawks get it back across. And now Noel on a third try, getting it over for Jeff West. Now we're on top. It hits the speakers up top, and Hiawatha able to get it back across. Now Noel. Make it sail too long. Imagine just blading a pitching wedge 180 yards over the green. That's kind of what that scenario was. 23-13, Jeff West. Hiawatha on the serve. Dean sets it up. Good save now. Tigers have it. Far side, Noel again. Two-hand finesse shot. Redhawks were ready for it. And that one is down for Hiawatha. Brennan Boy, nicely done there. Middle of the floor, makes it 23-14. Redhawks need to go on a big run here as Jeff West looks for the sweep. Here's the serve for Hiawatha. Down to a knee was Emmy Dean. Noel again, her spike, it is good. Match point for Jeff West. It is 24-14. Savannah Jackson off the bench. We'll try to serve up this final point for Jeff West. Can she do it? Sends it across. Hiawatha in trouble. And Brennan Boy on a third try, getting it across. Tigers now have it. Dean, middle of the floor. Harriet to Emmy, and Emmy gets it across. Now Hiawatha trying to catch him off guard. Noel was there. Contreras a dig. Middle of the floor. And a backline save here. Good job by Schwinn. Tapped across by Harriet Dean. Battle at the net on the side of the Redhawks. Trying to avoid having their season come to an end on this point. Noel missed set there and had to lean back to keep it alive. Now it's tipped up and around the net. A whistle. And they call into the net. The Redhawks a violation, and that ends it. 25-14, and our sub-state championship is set. It'll be Nemaha Central and Jefferson West. We'll break this one down after a quick timeout and get you set for the sub-state championship here at NC this afternoon. In the final, it is Jeff West, 25-20 and 25-14 over Hiawatha. Back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4-liter Hemi Ram 2500 Tradesman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our sub-state championship matchup is set here from Nemaha Central. It'll be the host Thunder and number two ranked team in the state taking on Jefferson West as the Tigers just finished off a two-set sweep of Hiawatha, 25-20 and 25-14. Hiawatha, their season comes to an end with a record of 16-26, and they finished 3-7 in Big East League play, which didn't matter here today, but just thought would mention, again, for Hiawatha, first year in the Big East League. So again, 25-20, 25-14, Jeff West over Hiawatha. Nemaha Central, they dispatched Riley County in the first semi today, 25-8 and 25-8. So another Big East League showdown here is a trip to Hutchinson is on the line. The state tournament next weekend. Nemaha trying to get back for the first time in 2 years. Jeff West looking to play spoiler here on the road. And what has been a great crowd here this afternoon. So we bring you one more matchup with a trip to state on the line next week. It'll be Nemaha Central and Jefferson West. We'll send it back to the studios. A little bit shorter break here, about 8 to 10 minutes or so. And then we're back after that and getting you set for a sub-state championship matchup. Again, coming up here in about 10 minutes, Nemaha Central and Jeff West, a trip to Hutchinson on the line. Hang with us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.